Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccobono.
Welcome back to Straight Talk live at the National Federation of the Blind Washington seminar, and I'm here with Anil Lewis, National Board Member and Chairman of the NFB Scholarship Committee. Anil, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark, and thanks for fitting me in this busy Washington seminar time period.
Absolutely. Well, we're here to talk about the scholarship program of the National Federation of the Blind, a long-standing program, outstanding program. It's probably the largest scholarship program offered for blind people in the country. Can you give us the overview?
Mark, the NFB scholarship program is the largest and also the best scholarship program offered to blind students across the country. We receive anywhere from 400 to 500 applications annually, but we only award 30 to the best and the brightest. Our scholarships range from $3,000 up to $12,000. It's a very competitive process, and we like to award blind individuals that are pursuing a diverse academic interest, and also those individuals who demonstrate leadership, and those who are committed to giving back to their communities.
Now, one of the unique aspects of the scholarship program is the NFB National Convention.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can talk about that.
Well, part of the eligibility requirements consists of, one, you have to be pursuing a college degree in an accredited school here in the United States, full-time. But we do offer one scholarship to individuals who are called non-traditional students, maybe working and only able to attend school part-time due to family or whatever, so there's one for that particular person. The other requirement is that you do have to be legally blind in both eyes. We get a lot of individuals who have lost sight in one eye but still have functional 20/20 vision in the other. Unfortunately, they're not eligible, so we do have that requirement. And then thirdly, which is a requirement, but it's also one of the benefits for the scholarship program, is individuals who are awarded a scholarship must attend the NFB National Convention, which is usually held that 4th of July weekend. And what happens is during that process, our scholarship committee gets to meet these applicants or these winners at that time face-to-face, and we make decisions at that time who gets which monetary award. But the whole convention week, like I said, it's a requirement. During that whole week, they get to meet individuals who are pursuing very similar academic endeavors. They learn best practices, tools, techniques, and strategies for accomplishing things while they're in school. And then beyond that, they run into individuals who are successfully employed in their chosen profession.
And what we've heard over the years from the scholarship winners is actually that mentoring process is more valuable to them in the end than the dollars.
Correct. Winning the application, winning the scholarship rather, winning the money, that's just the beginning of where the NFB scholarship starts to give. Because during that whole week, they are mentored by a successful blind adult, and they're interacting with a lot of different blind individuals in the different diverse careers. But also, once that happens, we still allow them an opportunity or provide them with an opportunity to continue their leadership, their personal and their professional growth through an existing ongoing mentoring relationship with our organization.
And I think we should make clear that one significant fact is that it is a merit scholarship. Once you get the money, you can spend it however you want. If housing is what you need to pay for, if technology is what you need to pay for, once you've been deemed a winner, that's up to you. We figure you know how best to apply those dollars to your education.
You're absolutely right, and that's a very good point, because a lot of individuals who are attending college do receive some type of state assistance, maybe from a vocational rehabilitation program. And then a lot of the vocational rehabilitation programs try to say that our scholarship money is what's called a comparable benefit, meaning they have to spend that money before their state vocational rehab helps them fund their college. But we recognize that it's an expensive undertaking for a blind individual to go to school. You have to pay for readers. You have to pay for a variety of different technology that other students don't. So because it's a merit-based scholarship, or basically an individual receives it based on their academic ability, their extracurricular activities, and their personal performance, then it's not a public program or public assistance. So it is not subject to that comparable benefit requirement.
And frequently it appears as though, just besides the mentoring, the being at the convention, and the dollars, frequently other gifts are tacked on.
Absolutely. When I was a scholarship winner back in 2002, we won the OCR scanning software package, meaning that I could scan my own textbooks rather than having to depend on someone else to do it. Today, we have gifts not only including the Kurzweil reading software, but individuals also get, in the past, they've received a Kurzweil mobile reader. How does it go? They're now globally, totally mobile.
Wow.
They have
amazing.
A cell phone that actually scans print information.
That'd be the envy of any college.
Yes,
sir.
It makes me wish I would have won my scholarship a little bit later than I did.
Yeah. Well, how can people apply for the program?
Well, people can apply by going to the NFU website. The direct URL for the scholarship application is www.nfb.org/scholarships, and that's plural because we offer 30 of them.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add about the scholarship?
There's several concerns that people usually have. One primarily is people say, well, do I have to be affiliated with the National Federation of the Blind in order to receive a scholarship? And that's not true. We're here to promote blind individuals who are pursuing college degrees because we want to make it possible for blind individuals to achieve their dreams. As a matter of fact, last year's winner, our 08 scholarship class, Leslie Pinko, never heard of the organization until she applied for a scholarship. And she won the big money. She won $12,000 last year.
And it is a competitive process. Just throwing in an application 1 year and not getting it really is not enough. It takes sometimes multiple
Many individuals have applied over and over and over again before they've been awarded a scholarship. Some individuals have applied over and over and over again and never received a scholarship. But it is a competitive process. But if you are lucky enough to be one of the winners, it's worth all the effort that you put into it. In addition to that, if there are individuals who have received a scholarship in the past, they are allowed to apply again and receive one additional scholarship. Those individuals we refer to as Tim Brook Fellows, named from our founder of our organization.
And I guess we should also mention that, of course, a number of state affiliates have their own scholarship programs, and people can check those out on the individual websites.
Absolutely.
As well.
And we're going to be working with a lot of our state affiliates to hopefully have a one-stop shop for the application process, meaning once you fill out that national scholarship application, we'll make sure your data is forwarded to your home state so that you can be considered not only for national scholarships, but also the local scholarships offered by, as you say, many of our state affiliates.
Excellent. A solid investment in the future of the blind of America.
That's the way I see it. I think this is one of the more important things that we do as an organization because it's exactly, like you said, putting the blocks in place so that we can secure a future for the blind of America.
Great. Anil, thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing this year's scholarship class.
So do I. Thanks, Mark.
www.nfb.org, 410-659-9314.